This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. All right, I got some incredible footage for you. Next segment, I'm leaving it at that. Wow. But hey, Edward Solomon, I don't just get you on. You come off as a really good guy. I know you're a well-known mathematician, but I already was covering what you covered before. I checked out what you said. It's totally accurate. This is just a crazy moment. But looking at this, what do you think the system thought? How do they think they would get away with ham-fistedly stealing an election this crazily?
That's what's so unsettling. The fact that they could actually get away with this in plain sight and deny every case based on a lack of standing. It only means that they're going to continue doing it until we find a way to stop them. The way I see it is, just like they said, fiery but peaceful protests on CNN, they're just saying, It's the most secure
Nadler
election
said,
ever.
Antifa's a myth, or they say, I mean, everything they do is an assault on reality.
Exactly. This is what I'm trying to say. If the scene from The Taming of the Shrew, where Petruchio says to Catherine in the play, the sun is the moon, and she eventually breaks down and concedes and submits and says, yes, my husband, the sun is the moon. And he says, nay, you're a liar. It's a bloody insurrection. So you have a truly unruly riot burning down cities. And they say it's a peaceful protest. Then you have an actual peaceful protest at the Capitol. And they say it's an insurrection.
And they open the door and let a few dozen people in, yeah, that break a few things. And that's like Pearl Harbor.
Oh, my God. It's so, like, there's no way any person that's capable of rational thought believes it. They just know they have to accept the narrative, otherwise they'll lose their jobs, they'll lose their bank accounts, and if you lose your job and your bank account, then you're going to lose your house, your car, and your marriage, and your kids while you're at it. People are afraid to speak up. So, like, I have all these documents in front of me, well-established mathematics concerning statistics and number theory, and I see other great minds have wrote these things. I'm saying, where are the other great minds? Other than Dr. Schiller.
Well, here's the problem. You're not just fighting the enemy. The enemy creates kind of the Q movement, the fake, everything's handled, everything's fine. And then people like Powell and Giuliani, not so much, buy into that. So that's all, it's like you're telling them, hey, it was the local level manipulating computers, putting fake ballots in. Oh, no, it's Dominion. And they don't listen to you when we would have had their ass. And we're not against them.
That's
it's
what
just
I said.
That they wanted the
I
big,
said,
easy thing. It's this group up here. No, it was this group up here doing it at every level.
That was the problem, because Giuliani was the guy who prosecuted big crime families. He wanted something simple that people could understand and say, here's a group of people that are responsible for this treason and this crime against the United States. That's not what the data is showing. The data is showing me that it was a very small cabal of mathematicians and physicists, because it's...
Exactly. We're always fighting Hitler or Stalin or Mao, tanks and troops. It's scientists we're fighting now.
Yes. I'm fighting somebody who has a degree in nuclear physics. His name is Eric Coomer. That's who I'm fighting. I'm based on what I saw in Michigan, there were the equations of Browning and motion, which has to do with the motion of particles, popped up in the middle of election results in Michigan. Why is there results from particles inside of a box, gas molecules?
Because they're all mixing it together.
Right.
Come back and join us again. Yeah, no, I've seen a bunch of that. It's like emails pop up in the middle of, like, what is that? They're like, they split votes. It's like they're not paying attention because they're arrogant.
Fractional votes. Fractional votes is what they really did.
Yeah, fraction magic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Edward Solomon, join us again in the next week for a more in-depth interview. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wait till I play you this. Wait till you see what I'm going to play next segment. I'm not even building it up right now. I just can't even handle it anymore. I can't even believe we've gotten this bad. But we're on air to cover it, so you're going to get the info. I'm not in charge like God. I just give you the info. You do what you want with it. I've learned to just turn it over to God. Okay, I'm going to report this. God's going to deal with it.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek. Well, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday live edition, February 12th, 2021. I'm just pleased to be here alive with you, not pushing daisies. We got an article I want to hit here before we go to our next guest. Cringe propaganda pro vaccine rap video tells black people to trust us and not debate. Now, I'm not joking. That is an actual headline for radio listeners. TV viewers can actually see it for themselves. I remember NPR like 6 months ago going, there's right wingers that are telling blacks, don't take the COVID vaccine. It's like Tuskegee. No, we're sorry we gave you syphilis, but you can trust us now. And so it gets worse. Here's a new article, InfoWars.com. Report, UK government could grant vaccine exemptions to ethnic minorities. And major U.S. colleges are saying, don't worry, only white people have got to take the shot. I love everybody. But it's war if you say, I'm white, I got to take your deadly vaccine. Ain't about to happen. We got a couple of these videos. Just air them back to back. This is cartoons put out by the big foundations, the DNC, you name it, telling black people, don't ask questions, take this shot. Here they are.
We can get back to normal. Let me inform you. Let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine. All right. There is none higher. DMC. I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real, and it will find you. It's killing our people. Let me remind you. Back in the days, there was polio, smallpox. Back in the days, measles and mumps, man. Back in the days, but because of the vaccines, none of those vaccines, they work to trigger immunity. 2 shots, we got antibody security. We gotta act now. No need to wait. Get your vaccine before it's too late. For real.
I got a couple of things I want to talk to y'all about.
Adam, swab testing. Girl, you look sick.
Vaccine, we got the vaccine. We can get back to normal. Let me
no time
you.
Let's
all get the vaccine.
Shots so damn good. Be there soon.
Fronting the hook.
All right, the next video is a joke off the first one. This is a serious video telling you take the vaccine. Norm Pattis is a famous constitutional lawyer. He joins us for just 2 segments, and I really appreciate him coming on. He's been watching with horror the Trump trial in the U.S. Senate. So, Norm Pattis, thank you. So, constitutional lawyer, top criminal lawyer, you name it, First Amendment lawyer. What are you making of what's currently happening?
You know, I'm not making as much of it as I should. I'm deeply disappointed in the United States Senate. Initially, I thought there was no constitutional warrant for bringing the case to trial. After doing some research, including reading a wonderful book by a man named Frank Bowman called High Crimes and Misdemeanors, I'm persuaded there is a right to impeach Trump. But I really don't understand the necessity to do so. I think the United States Senate is missing the right questions. And the right questions is, why did people feel so profoundly disaffected by the government, uninspired and untrustworthy of the government, that they appeared in Washington and some of them did storm the Capitol? I mean, it looks like a show trial. I can't imagine anything like this that has ever taken place in American history, where actual witnesses and victims served as both judges and juries, speaking to the press, giving interviews during the presentation.
I was about to say, you're a constitutional lawyer, one of the top ones in the country. How do you have Patrick Leahy, the senior senator, the judge, when he's a juror, and he's a juror and he's a witness? How does that happen?
Well, it doesn't happen anywhere but in an impeachment, Alex. And, you know, the fact is the Constitution gives the impeachment power to Congress. It's one of our checks and balances. And the law is that the House votes articles of impeachment, and then Senate must try it. No one else. And so, you know, whether the founders contemplated a situation like what obtained on January 6th is an open question. But the fact is that in no other proceeding would a person be able to sit as a juror in their own case? And what I found particularly offensive about the Senate trial were the videos that were shown. It's not as though these folks needed to see videos. They were there. You know, the cheapest trick in the plaintiff lawyer's book is to show bloody photographs to a jury, getting them wound up, hopefully to make $1 million. These guys needed to be reminded of what happened 2 weeks ago. I don't see the necessity of this trial. I don't accept the argument.
Well, sure, it's clearly a political stunt. I'm just concerned about the lead Democrat enforcer saying Trump supporters burned down the St. John's Church, when it's on record that the Black Lives Matter did that. I mean, we're seeing whopper lies, like them claiming our first president was King George III, not George Washington, or Lex Luthor is Superman. I mean, I'm seeing lies so big it staggers imagination. They're not doing it on accident. So I wonder, what is this exercise?
I think it's a death gasp, potentially, of the Republic. I mean, there is a profound crisis of legitimacy in the United States. Last year was the year of burning cities and in what were called mostly peaceful protests. We had a almost disruption of the transfer of power in D.C. in January. And we've got people who cannot come together under common conceptions of right and common interests. And we've got congressional leaders in both the House and the Senate who would rather play to their base and stick their head in the sand than ask themselves, what can we do to bring the American people together? We must.
Well, that's right. They don't seem like centered people that have their own view. They just seem to be like they all want to be reality TV stars. Like they're jealous that Trump was one. So now they're going to have another impeachment and just lie.
It's a waste of time. You know, like him or not, Joe Biden is the current president. And what's going on in Washington is nothing short of stunning. In the first 3 weeks of the Biden administration, he signed more executive orders working fundamental changes in federal policy and law than any other president in the 20th century in a similar period. And I think the
after promising not to do it. After promising not to do it. Sorry.
No, absolutely. And so we've all been mesmerized by the impeachment trial. We're still suffering the after effects of Trump derangement syndrome, while Biden does exactly what Chuckie Schumer said would happen if the Democrats got a majority in the Senate. They're going to change the country. Well, they're going to try. And I think they're not asking the fundamental question. What were people so pissed off about January 6th that this happened? Those people aren't coming back.
Well, that's my next question. I have a 7.5 minute compilation video in game now where it's former CIA director, current CIA Democrat saying we want to arrest and drone and kill and have war with 75 million voters. I don't want a war, but it doesn't intimidate me at the same time. These people are like starting a fight with a 10,000 pound gorilla.
Jefferson said in a letter to John Adams' grandson shortly after Shays' rebellion, at about the time the Constitution was being debated, you know, a revolution every 20 years or so isn't a bad idea. The people should push back, and we need to refresh the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants. I'm not calling for violence. I don't want violence. I want a government that works. But if it doesn't work, I'm not going to sit back and pray to the heavens for relief. I will seek relief of my own.
Well, Senator, we had a perfect government when we saw the Capitol would be wrong, but this is an out-of-control government that like supported one burning down cities for no reason, and now when people actually attack the real center of power, they act like it's the greatest crime in history.
If you compare the violence done in the cities last summer to what happened for a few hours on January 6th, there's no contrast. But again, the comparison isn't perfect. I realize that, you know, Donald Trump's First Amendment defense has difficulties because unlike an ordinary citizen, you or me, we can say things and be afforded First Amendment protection. But no private citizen other than the President of the United States takes an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and has the full weight of that oath bearing on his shoulders. So here's a question. While Trump's speech may have been permitted as a matter of law were you or I to utter it, was it prudent? Was it reckless for him as chief executive?
Let's talk about it when we come back, because I was there. I know what happened. He thought there was a stage set up, Secret Service. He was using rhetoric of fight back. He didn't mean that. God, it hurt him. We'll talk about it with Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer. We'll come back in just a few minutes. Then, Dr. Nick Begich takes over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Lawyer is our guest. I was interrupting a lot of Supreme Law good points. I mentioned all this. But what do you want to impart to viewers about the impeachment of Trump going through next Wednesday or Thursday, and where do you think it's going? I mean, I think he's going to have to be acquitted. They don't have the large majority to do it, but just to watch his lawyers abandon him, maybe it was better today. I haven't had time to watch it yet. It was just really pathetic, because this whole thing seems to be an indictment of the American people.
Well, you know, the legal team, he changed lawyers right on the eve of trial, and that's never a good idea. And then apparently the House manager's opening statement caught his lawyers by surprise. And candidly, the House managers kicked their butts, both in terms of the oral presentation and in terms of the brief. Their brief was outstanding. Trump's lawyers were caught flat-footed and gave a rambling, unfocused opening statement that led people to wonder who was in charge and what was going on. I'd heard stories that the president himself was very upset. They rebounded today, though, and his lawyers gave a good argument about the unconstitutionality of the proceedings. It's one I would have rejected, candidly, but it was a good, solid argument, the best argument you can make. And they also argued powerfully and, I think, persuasively that the president didn't violate, or the president had a First Amendment right to say what he did, and his speech does not constitute incitement. So I think, I suspect the president will win on the impeachment debate, or the impeachment trial. It'll be a close vote. It may be 5, 6, or 7 senators will, Republicans will join the Democrats, but it takes a 2/3 majority to convict, and I simply don't see that happening. So I think in the end, the American people are going to have been left with a sense that this was a show trial, and they're going to wonder why the time, energy, and expense. And all it will really succeed in doing is keeping alive the partisan division that's destroying the company, the country, rather. I've heard talk that Schumer is thinking about trying to use the 14th Amendment in a proceeding next to try to prevent or prohibit Trump from running again. And there is a provision.
That's right. He's talking about 14th Amendment censure, so he's going to try to do it all again.
Well, yeah, in Reconstruction after the Civil War, if you were a Civil War officer and it had engaged in active insurrection, it took an act of Congress to make you eligible to sit for office again. You know, I think it's an imperfect fit for Mr. Trump, and it's never been used before.
Well, sure, it's a post-Lincoln U.S. martial law decree that's discredited, and the fact that you can project something from a discredited time onto a president is bigger than a constitutional crisis. I mean, it's just an announcement of total congressional hegemonic dictatorship.
Well, there is that. I mean, Alex, you'll get no disagreement from me that the country is in a dysfunctional mess, and it's in what looks to me almost like a death spiral. You know, Cicero, the orator, Roman orator, once said that a republic, a res publica, or a public thing isn't just any collection of people. It's people bound together by common interest and a common conception of right. We don't have it anymore. And big tech's part to blame. I mean, they are strangling free speech by marginalizing dissent, by throwing people they don't agree with offline. And where do they expect us to go if we disagree? Do they really think they're going to strangle us and keep us silent? No. People will find other sources, other places to go. There's a new online product this week called 74million.com. It's either 74 million red or 74million.com. It's a Facebook alternative, and subscribers are piling in today as we speak.
No, it's just like they targeted Parler. They target anything people may go to. That's, they always say build your own thing, but then big tech and the banks and all of them, these globalists, they organize around defeating us trying to get our own system.
Well, they targeted you, Alex, and here you are. And, you know, what they don't understand is, you know, it's just like blaming Trump for January 6th. Look what he did. He didn't do it. People came to the Capitol because they were upset. People blame you for, I don't know, for everything, apparently.
By the way, you're right. I miscalculated because I got really pissed at the few hundred that broke in the Capitol. But then a lot of my listeners are like, hey, we're being screwed over. We lost our jobs. These were not normal Trump supporters. A lot of the people that showed up are pissed because they're going bankrupt.
I think that's right. And people who are deprived of hope resort to desperate measures. You know, John Locke, who wrote the classic on consent as the basis of government in the second treatise of government in the 17th century, wrote about a so-called appeal to heaven. And that is, if you feel that your government has failed you, you have a right to revolt. It's called the appeal to heaven.
And that's even in the New Hampshire Constitution. It's a right to revolt.
It's a right that you shouldn't take lightly because the bonds.
Oh, I don't either. The thing, if I'm going to revolt, I'm going to like really plan it out. I just don't exactly. Yeah. Mob psychology got a hold of people. It happened, and it was 1/100th of what the Democrats have done the last year. So their excuse to call this the ultimate evil, everybody sees it as a Hippocratic, just absolutely hypocritical garbage.
Well, it is. But, you know, and there's a war going on, as you point out. That's why it's called InfoWars. And there's a war against free speech right now. I want to pivot quickly, if I may. I see we've got just a couple minutes. You know, since I spoke to you earlier today and agreed to come on, we have filed in the United States Supreme Court for you today a petition for InfoWars, for you, for free speech systems, a petition for a writ of certiorari to review a decision in the Connecticut court refusing you the right to have a motion to dismiss a lawsuit against you heard on First Amendment grounds. You know, and we're going to watch carefully to see what the court does, because in our view, what happened to you is you used this forum, this very forum we're on right now, to speak out and to voice suspicions and concerns that you had every right to voice. And then a court took away a right of yours as a litigant based on things that you said outside of a courtroom and in the absence of any order that prohibited you from speaking and in the absence of any finding that you violated the law. So basically, the court made the law up as it went along.
And so will the Supreme Court stop every jurisdiction becoming its own national imperium?
Well, the Supreme Court is supposed to assure uniformity of federal law. You know, I can't guarantee you that they will hear your case. Writs of certiorari are rarely granted. But as you know, we felt strongly enough that you had been given the rough end of justice, the wrong end of the stick, the wrong end of the gavel. And that rather than slamming the gavel down on you, the gavel in this instance needs to be slammed back at the court and the court needs to be reminded that we, the people, are sovereign in this country and that the First Amendment now.
Well, doesn't the court get that it's protected by due process as well? That's what I see the left doing, is just abandoning all chivalry, all due process, all common sense.
There is no mob as terrifying as a self-righteous mob. That's one of my sayings. And right now we've got a bunch of self-righteous mobsters in Congress and in the White House. And
we're out of time. As soon as this is over, I'm going to call you. I want to hear about this. I know I'd agreed to it. So I got some stuff happening today that allowed it to go forward. Norm Pattis, how do people find your great work?
Hopefully you never need me, but if you do, normpattis.com, or we're located in Connecticut. There's the website. And that's got.
You also write a lot of great articles on Norm Pattis' blog, right?
I do. Yeah, I like to write, and I've got great people. I want to give a shout out to Cameron Atkinson, a young man who was instrumental in helping with your brief and other briefs. We've got a few dedicated soldiers who are determined to fight for the rights of the people while we still can.
That's right. All right, Norm Pattis, thank you so much for calling about 10 minutes. We've got Dr. Nick Begich, great patriot, taking over two segments. I'm out of time. Please remember, I can't fund this operation without you. Knockout, great sleep aid, 40% off back in stock. Sign up for the newsletter. You get a code, 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin D3 is back in. We have Winter Sun back in stock for your immune system. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Great job of the crew.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. we sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should. But once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's good to be here on this Friday afternoon in most of the country, just before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And, you know, thinking about all of this stuff, the free speech issue, just as the last segment ended, I think is probably the most important issue in the country. It's not just about being banned from all the various platforms, but really the reexamination of the opportunity to have free speech. I mean, this is really insane what's been removed from us. And the push polling, the way the mainstream media has been organized around really huge, huge interests that are not yours and mine. And you know, the press, the free press was always about keeping an informed electorate, an informed population so that we could have a vigorous public debate which meant a lot of dissension. You know, we used to have duels too, but we don't do that anymore, you know, but we have a lot of dissension, which is an appropriate way to develop public policy, not violent dissension, for sure. We've decided that dueling is out of order now, and a bunch of other things. But the idea that our ability to speak in a digital world through the airwaves, in the most open way in the 21st century is ridiculous. What's happened? So I hope at some point we get the way in from the U.S. Supreme Court to dial back what's happened with social media. The idea of banning people because you don't like what they say or their politics. This is a fundamental error taking place within this republic right now. And everyone in this fight, every one of you listening, is in this fight because it's about us. It's about our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And no matter where you are, you know, in terms of your relations, your great-great-great-grandchildren, you don't even know yet. You know, we don't have any grudges against any of those people yet. What we do now is going to be for them, all right, for the people that are innocent of anything that we don't even know yet, all right? And it's this generation that's going to decide whether the digital world that's been created around us as we move into deeper into this century versus the material world that we functioned in with a set of values. Should those values apply in the digital world of the 21st century? I think most of you would agree they should. And this is what's not being addressed by an archaic Congress, actually, because they don't have the technical knowledge. They go into closed conferences where they can't take notes, they can't talk about what they heard, they can't do any of that. And then they listen to these eggheads giving them the data, the BS on steroids, because there's no one there with enough technical knowledge to question what they're being told. This is a scary time, ladies and gentlemen. They can't even ask the right questions to the people that are in these closed conferences because they don't have the base of knowledge. There's not enough technical people within the Congress. A bunch of lawyers. There's a bunch of salesmen. You know, there's a bunch of people that shouldn't be there representing us for sure, but they're there and they got elected. Most of them did anyway, legitimately, I think. But the point is they're at the national level. They are all jerking our chain. They are all feeding us fertilizer on steroids, and you need to hold them accountable by making sure you're reaching in and demanding the right of free speech again. And this, you have to do this. This is fundamental to what's going on right now, and everyone can take an action in support of this. Whether you believe it or not, at least make the attempt, you know, make the effort to do something. And still within the Congress, a handwritten note matters. Believe it or not, it still does. Write them. Tell them you want your privacy restored. You want equal footing on the internet for contrarian voices, whether they're politically correct or not. People have a right to change the channel, not preempt someone's speech. You can change your channel. You don't have to listen. But you don't have the right to shut anyone down. Now, I got a very diverse family. I mean, super liberal Democrats, moderate Democrats, independents, libertarians, conservatives, super conservatives. You know, we have the whole spectrum in my family and a bunch of undeclareds. I mean, everything. And we get together and we have these debates that other people call holidays. And yet we walk away. We still love each other as the nation should, as we disagree with each other around the country. But the thing that's happening now is it's about controlling your thoughts and controlling your speech and controlling your mind. And the techniques I've lectured on for over 30 years that are being applied right now through the very technologies that most people are dialed into without constraint. And even more so now, the level of monitoring, the penetration of personal privacy, the kicking in of your digital doorway, every single moment, everything that you're doing digitally is tracked and monitored. All of your emails, all of your everything. Say, oh, not my emails. Yes, your emails. Take a look at the 2018 budget. They hooked a little thing on the budget. Take a look at all international emails. Well, that's a lot when they go through servers scattered around the world. Among other things, you know, just one more layer, one more layer, one more layer of transparency for every private citizen as they kick in our digital doorways, as they limit our public speech, as they limit where we can travel, whether we can move about the country. This is the hour, ladies and gentlemen, that we've all been talking about for decades. And this is the hour. This is the time that we have to wake up to what we are and begin taking specific action. And I'm not talking about anything violent. Don't give them an excuse to kick in your physical doorway, for God's sake. But start talking, writing, use the mail system. For goodness sake, take actions that you can take. And that's what we've been talking about in the time I have at the end of each week for the last several months. You know, do something. Take your power back. Don't let these guys tell you what to think and tell you what to say. Because here's the first dictate in controlling you, is to get you to first stop speaking your truth and then to get you to start repeating theirs, even if you don't believe it. And when you do this, you shut down aspects of your conscience, the part that connects you to the universal. When you begin to lie by withholding your truth and then begin to lie deeper by repeating theirs, this is the first step, the absolute necessary ingredient for taking control of your mind and your behavior, is for you to cede, for you to give up. To give up your truth. In favor of what? No, we need to turn the cameras around. We need to turn the microphones around. They need to look at every aspect of government, at the local, the state, the national level. The cameras should be in those rooms. They should be in your kids' classroom with code so you can dial up and see whether the teacher's doing the job that you think they ought to be doing, or whether your kid is goofing off, maybe needs your attention. How come it's always the other way around? Why don't we get to look at what our public employees are doing on the coffee break or not? Because there's a lot of dedicated people out there doing a lot of good work all over this country. And then there's some that don't. And we're paying the bill. And these people, you know, we need whistleblower laws. We need ways to screw this down. We have all kinds of regulation, but not in the right order, and not to protect you and me as individual citizens to guarantee those constitutional rights that we value still as American citizens. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're here on a Friday afternoon. We'll be right back.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, it's always good to be here on a Friday afternoon. And I always forget to mention my website, earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. And you're welcome to go there, check out our stuff. It all links you back to the InfoWars store, which is exclusively distributing most of my books and videos. And so I really appreciate that. The other thing I want to say is on the supplement side, there's nothing better, you know, than what is offered through the InfoWars store. The line, the entire line, high quality, top of the line products, things you can use. And again, the twofer, you get to help the network. And take care of your health. And there's nothing that will piss off the left more than living to be 100, right? I mean, so be healthy. Piss off the left. Live to be 100 years old and do things that are beneficial to your overall health. You know, getting back into this topic, you know, today, thinking about just what's happened in terms of privacy, speech, basic liberties, and over the decades now, talking about this issue of controlling the human mind. And that's one of my books, one of my videos out there. And I talk a lot about this, you know, in the course of describing consciousness and aspects of it. You kind of weave in and out of the physics and the science. But I want to talk about a couple of things of that are really fundamental to this. And first, in the last segment, some of the basic kind of stuff about getting you to agree to certain things. But then there's ways to entrain, to sort of get the mind to sort of follow a narrative. And the way this is done is through electromagnetic fields being manipulated in specific ways. And so you can create a pulsation, a pulse rate. You can flicker lights. You can create an electromagnetic field that creates a certain pulsed signal. And the key is it has to be kind of like a little bit of a hammering, you know? And so what it does in various modalities, you can create where the brain locks on to these external signals. And then you begin to follow it or begin to mirror that. So you can change an emotional state relatively easy. You can jack a person up, get them fearful and riotous even, or you can calm them down and get them to be very passive. And you won't affect everyone, but you'll affect a big enough percentage to matter, okay? Now, where does it go from here? It goes a lot deeper. In fact, one of the concepts I talked about over a decade ago now, or longer than that even, it was a PBS special, and it was called The Worldwide Mind. And it was a concept that would be operating like the Internet, except it would link us, biologically link all of our brains together. And the thought is that this would be done without any implanted technology. In fact, research was started over 8 years ago now at the University of California, where they were looking at brain activity to see what a person was specifically thinking. So moving from just emotional state, which has been a long time easily to do. So you can walk through airports, for instance, they can tell who's nervous, who's fearful. Now they won't know whether you're the hijacker or whether you're just a guy who doesn't like flying, you know. But this is already being deployed in various places to detect what your emotional state is. You know, one of the other things that I mentioned you hear talked about, you know, in terms of personal privacy, is how about public urinals or toilets, which do a DNA analysis or a chemical analysis to tell what's in you, what medications you're on, blah, blah. Well, they don't have cameras in the bathroom. No, but they do when you come in, you go out. I mean, what do they have? You know, do we really know? The point of the matter is, we are living in the most directed and controlled society that anyone has ever contemplated in the history of man. The technologies that are being deployed to override thinking and mind and emotion are extreme. And I've talked a lot about this in the past number of shows on Fridays. And this method is to keep us in the materialistic view of the world, to keep our mind and emotions sort of locked into this fear mentality that activates the reptilian brain, that flight or fight response when the lion's jumping out at you. But it activates adrenals. It does a lot of other things that really stress the system. This is part of it, is that you maintain the population in a constant state of anxiety, low-level anxiety, and you'll never reach your higher states of awareness. Now, I want to say that again. If you can just keep the population in a constant state of low-level anxiety, you'll never reach your higher states of awareness. Your brain will not reach those places easily for most people where you make your best decisions, your best intellectual and emotional decisions that sort of pull down from the spiritual into the mind, into the brain, and then work downward the way it's supposed to operate. From a spiritual center into the mind and brain and then downward. What's happening is artificial technologies to come from the bottom up and stop here and cut you off from your consciousness and feed into you an artificial layer, a technical layer that's based on electromagnetic fields and what you can move through the airwaves. Okay, this is a really basic concept that's being screwed with on a level that 30 years we've been talking about it, documented. In the four books that are available still, there's over 1,650 source documents cited. And this is the old material, okay, ladies and gentlemen? What's been happening over the last decade is phenomenal in terms of what's going on right now. And look at what they've done to jack up the fear model to the point of absolute insanity. And that's the point. Is that's what it does. It breaks your connection to consciousness, to that peace that brings it in a different way. This is part of the mission, is to keep us locked into the flesh. This is part of the programming that happens every day on the mainstream media. When you plug into the mainstream media, you are plugging in to the biggest propaganda feed that has a layer of technology on it now and an understanding of what that technology does that is unprecedented. It's, you know, this is not a theory. This is the science of all of this. And we've allowed our political system, this republic, this democratic republic, this country is being hijacked by a technocracy that is run by corporate giants that are globalists at every level. You're just a consumer. You're just a piece of meat in a system. And that is not what we are. We are way more than that, and they know this at a fundamental level. And it scares the hell out of them. Let me say it again. The globalists know that we have this potential as we travel back to the garden and remember again what we are as created in the image and likeness of God and claim our birthright, which is not some synthetic internet connection. It is so fundamental to what we are as human beings that for centuries they've been suppressing it, trying to tell us that we're nothing. All right? And this is the wrong message. We are way more than that. And I've talked about doubt in the framework of faith in the past because we need to start to hang a different framework. Faith is what we know we can do and we act in a certain way. Doubt is what we think we can't do and we act in a certain way. A mustard seed of doubt is equal to a mustard seed of faith. Mustard seed of faith will move mountains and a mustard seed of doubt will keep that mountain from moving. They're equally powerful. What do you have in your life? A seed of doubt or a seed of faith? Start doing the possible every day. Take an action, even if an action, a friendly action in favor of what we are as human beings. As we roll into the weekend, as we think about our family and our friends and the generations to come that we do not know, take a few minutes. Make it a family project. Write some handwritten notes to your congressional delegation, your U.S. senators and your congress or congresswoman. Do it. Just do it. Pick up the phone if you're not going to do that and call them on Monday morning. Just do it. Do something in favor of reclaiming our republic. Support this network, one of the free speech places left on the planet, the InfoWars. And you're part of that war. You are the InfoWarrior. And it's made this all possible for all these years, for now decades. And what we have to look forward to is the reclaiming of this democratic republic. The reclaiming of our birthrights, the reclaiming of those rights that our founding fathers understood, that we've lost sight of, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Let's make sure we re-engage those birthrights and make sure that our government projects those basic values back into this system. Let us see our government come back to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. You are the InfoWarriors. This is Dr. Nick Begich signing off on a Friday afternoon.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.